This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome to people around the country and around the world that are listening in any number of circumstances. DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com. We have GCNLive.com, TuneIn Radio, Android, iTunes, iHeart, you name it.
We're there.
We are there.
Stitcher.
And we are here. Right, Stitcher's good, too. We are here for you. And I say we, I refer to the boys, Boys Club. Jennifer is off today because she has not gotten enough sleep this week, got a little sick. Poo, 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 poo. So Kenny, who's hale and hearty, is here. Richie, hale and hearty. Doug, hale and hearty, to talk about the news of the day, the things that you might want to know for this Friday, the 19th of September. There's not much to say about the Scottish referendum. The UK won and secession lost. 45% voted to secede, 55% voted of the 89% of the total population eligible to vote. So that's pretty much done, finished, over.
You know what?
What's that?
Help me understand something about the politics of the UK, the United Kingdom. Okay, yeah. So we got Scotland, Wales, Ireland, and and England, right?
Well, Ireland. There's four countries left in the UK.
Right.
Four entities, yes.
Four entities.
Yes.
But they each have their own separate political process. Like, Parliament is British only.
No. Parliament is all of
these. It includes Scotland, Wales, and Ireland.
Yes, it does. Right. That's why if, in fact, Scotland had lost, the power would have changed and Cameron would have had to resign. Because there's not enough power.
Of the party.
I don't know, power is their word, but there's not enough.
His party wouldn't have been represented.
His party would have, exactly. They needed Scotland. And this is how silly, you talk about politics and how silly it is. They were paying the least attention to the area that gave them the most support. And that, how often does that happen in our world?
Yeah.
I mean, think about how silly petty politics is here. The people that you need the most, you often serve the least. And oftentimes the system in which you use or the effect of the service that you give is lip service only, not really speaking to your real constituents. I mean, think about it. Look at now what's going on in America. These phony BSers have gone home after coming. They were off for 5 weeks. They came back for 5 weeks. Now they're gone for another 5 weeks just to go out around the country or to their constituents in their own districts now, because it's a congressional election, senatorial election, and tell people what they haven't heard, speak to people they haven't talked
to. I'm fine with that. I'd rather have them at home in their districts rather than here. They do more damage here.
Yeah.
And that's where they're supposed to be in the district. They are supposed to be back in their districts, listening to the voters. And I mean, listen, our system was set up to where these people were supposed to come here once a year.
Yeah.
And
the original system.
This is what my people think.
Right.
And then go back.
That's what representative government is all about.
Which we do not have.
No, not anymore we don't. We have special interest government. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Stan, listening in Columbia, South Carolina. I asked for a caller. Folks listening to The Point, 95.9 FM and 1470 AM in Columbia, South Carolina. Stan, how are you doing?
Hey, Gary. How are you today?
Well, thank you very much for asking and for being here. Tell us the most beautiful thing about Columbia, South Carolina. What's best in your mind? Are you a native? Have you lived there all your life?
I have indeed.
So what's best about it?
The great weather and the South Carolina Gamecocks.
The South Carolina what?
Gamecocks.
Tell me who they are.
They're a football team located in Columbia with the University of South Carolina.
And they have a winning record, do they?
Well,
Can we hear him? What happened? His cell phone, we lost him. Ah,
you know what I think happened? I think Ken Kessler dropped his line. Ken, where did you go to school?
No, I was in North Carolina. I know. No, we weren't rivals with them.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Stan, I appreciate it. If you want to call back, I'll give you a swell prize. But I just do this when we have new stations on from time to time in areas that I'm most interested in. Carolinas are
beautiful.
Absolutely.
Being from the Atlantic,
those areas.
You spend quite a bit of time down there, and it's beautiful.
So earlier on, as we were talking about the Islamic State, the militants, what you're afraid of, there are two things that seem to be bothering people this week: Ebola and its possible expansion, and the ISIS group and its possible expansion, more because of what happened in Australia. I'm talking about the ISIS group. What happened in Australia, that really sort of has brought it around to, okay, these guys really will travel, and they will, they were foiled in this circumstance, but they want to get at screwing things up. So I asked, and Kenny posted it at Facebook and on Twitter, what really scares you? What are you afraid of most? Are you afraid of ISIS? Are you afraid of Ebola? Are you afraid of nuclear war? Are you afraid of sharks? Are you afraid of having your child, when he or she goes off to school, you worried about them being kidnapped? Are you worried about being bitten by your neighbor's dog? Do you think cell phone radiation is going to kill you? Do you think the flu is going to get you?
Happy Cherry Friday poll.
I'm not asking.
That's a Monday poll.
It's not a poll. It's a question about, because I'm so tired, frankly, Richie, and you've gotten to the heart of why I asked the question, the news media trying to scare everybody and using sort of artificial means to do it. These are most of the things that you're afraid of. I'm trying to turn this around, are things that will never bother you.
Right.
Do you know that the chance of you getting hit by lightning is 1 in 30 million?
And what's the chance of you being
bitten by a snake?
Beheaded by ISIS as you go to the grocery store.
1 in 900 trillion million.
Right. Exactly.
And that sort of thing. So that's why I asked the question, because I wanted to put it in perspective. Kenny, what'd you get from people who have weighed in so far? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
Just a couple comments so far. Jay says that what really scares him is that our government isn't being honest with the people. ISIS needs to be eliminated, but now they spread propaganda to justify a war on Syria.
Mm-hmm. Spend more money. More armaments. That's military industrial family. Same thing?
Well, is that our government is just out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's going to look like in 40 years in this country because of the spending, because of the out of control way that they're managing this country.
Well, what I think part of what bothers some people is that the continuing threat of terrorism seems greater now, the way the news media plays it up. And after September 11th, we figured out that it could happen here at home, so they continue to dwell.
Do not run your life on fear. Do not let them win. They make a living on keeping you attached to the tube, so that you're watching it 24/7, so that you will see the commercials for whatever it is they're pimping that day.
Right, that's it.
And without that fear, they cannot keep you attached to the. They can't do it with good news.
Yeah.
Happy news and flowers and little kids and puppies are not going to keep you attached to the television for 8 hours a day.
No, terrorism, snipers, child abductions,
the
West Nile virus, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Those, according to any number of public opinion surveys, are what people think is the most dangerous part of living in America
right now.
But that's foolish. I mean, most of the fear that you have flies in the face of evidence that things are not as they... I mean, think about this for a second. The average life expectancy in 1900 was 47. The average life expectancy is pretty close to 80 now. So the diseases that used to kill people, that people used to worry about, polio, smallpox, tuberculosis, pretty much eradicated. Number of babies who die at childbirth, even though we aren't the best around the world, it certainly is a lot better than it was 50, 60, 100 years ago.
Yeah, so in the next month, you're going to get Ebola, whooping cough.
Right, yeah.
That virus, that enterovirus, whatever's going on.
Enterovirus, yeah.
Or, let me see, what's the newest one here? A girl died the other day in Georgetown from, what's the brain bacteria? Meningitis.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those in Washington, D.C., these are the five things that are going to kill us in the next year.
Mm-hmm. I guess the question is, why do you perceive risks the way you do? Given the fact that you have a highly advanced brain, you have the power to reason through all of this stuff. Is it because your brains are biologically built of fear?
Yeah, it's a human nature. It's a defense mechanism.
It really kind of is. And you go back to, and there have been a lot of studies about this, the fear of flight, the fear of being chased by something bigger and eaten by it, that kind of stuff has been hardwired into us. And the other side of it is, in terms of emotions, the different emotions that we all have. I don't want to go see creepy, crawly creatures in the movies. A lot of people like to do that. Whatever it is that determines my fear of those creepy, crawly creatures is something that's a fear I trust. And I don't want to participate in any event that's going to bring me closer. I don't even like killing spiders in the house. But, you know, you do it because I would normally let them go. Mary says, "Ow! It's a spider! Kill it!"
Put them in a dustpan, throw them outside.
That's all. So think about this in terms of control, and then you'll have an easier, better weekend. That's really kind of what I was aiming at here, Richie. Imagine that you're driving down the highway today on the way to a weekend getaway. You feel safe because you're behind the wheel. But think about this is kind of a fear factor at home here. I'm not good at riding with people, and I understand it has to do with control. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else other than control. But because people react to how I drive in a way that some people would say my driving is scary. My driving is pinpoint. I know how to drive. I know the vehicle. But people who don't know how to drive sometimes are put off by it. And so when I sit in that seat and somebody else is driving and I feel the same emotions that they do, at least it gives me the ability to maybe have a little simpatico. Do you know what I mean? And so put yourself when you're thinking about sharks or whatever they are. The chances of you being eaten by a shark are 1 in 300 million.
That's why I love using the shark analogy.
Yeah.
Because it's so preposterous.
It is. Yeah. Right. And so that's kind of the word.
I'll never forget when the news for like a month focused on shark attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As if we were all going to be eaten by a shark next week.
Start with the theme from Jaws.
Right.
It was so transparent. These people are so silly, and that's because we've allowed them to get that way. It's all about ratings, folks. It had nothing to do with the news. It's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
As I look up at the television,
what do you see?
Plane crash.
Yay.
Here we go.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Song. Tell us who is doing it. 888-302-DOUG. The song is from the disco era. That's great. The Hustle. Ready, Richie? Crank this puppy up.
Doug.
Yes, Richie.
The Hustle.
Do the Hustle.
You got it. That's the whole song. The whole deal. Right there. Diane.
But this. Now this makes for a great conversation under the circumstances. I can say, crank it up.
Crank it up. There's a video for this on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Let's see what it looks like. Guys, I'm going to have a 70s overload here. How funny.
One more time.
To the Hustle.
To the Hustle.
Where is the Hustle?
The Hustle. How's it? All right, 888-302-3684. You tell us the name of this artist, and you'll win a CD with all these one-hit wonders on it. Not necessarily this one, because there are hundreds of these. Thus, the contest that we do every day at this time. The songwriter-arranger who was responsible for The Hustle, actually, it was one of the best-selling singles during the disco era, topped the charts during this week in 1975. So, again, if you know who it is that's doing this, call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of the one-hit wonder artist. The old name it and claim it deal. Remember those deals? Name it and claim it.
Listen to this.
So, interesting thing about a lot of these fun songs is most of the people that are responsible for are really accomplished musicians. And that was the case with this guy. A very important record producer, still is today. A pianist, orchestra leader. He learned how to play the piano at a young age. Started writing songs at the age of 12. He and his brothers formed a doo-wop group called the Starlighters. Rich, you're going to find something.
Oh, Starlighters.
Starlighters, right. He helped produce hits for Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin, The Stylistics, David Ruffin, Peaches and Herb. He came to his own after working with Jerry Lieber and David Stoller. Was a frequent guest on the Mike Douglas Show and Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. Sadly, he died early at the age of 39. Had a heart attack in 1979. So, who was this person? I don't believe this should be a stumper circumstance at all. 888-302-3684. But it is. I don't know whether we would associate with this with the Hatfields or not, Richie. What do you think?
It's close to the Hatfields.
Yeah, and his family was close to the...
His name is really cool.
Yeah. All right, so did you find something from the Starlighters?
Is
there anything in there that you have? Those of you who know me affectionately in terms of my own musical preferences know that I love the doo-wop era. And the fact that there are probably any number, there are hundreds of those groups that came from that era. New York, Philadelphia. Listen to this.
Well, he was from Washington, D.C. So.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
So he was part of that Philly doo-wop.
Yeah.
So. Last night I went to bed and I laid my head down on my pillow.
In California. Who is this fellow we're talking about? Who did do the hustle? Who was it? Thomas! Richie, I don't have any audio on Thomas.
Hello.
Yeah, what's his name? Quickly.
Van McCoy.
Van McCoy. You are the correctamundo caller, so stand by. We'll get you one of these CDs of the great music of the... How old are you, by the way, Thomas?
I'm going to be 40.
40.
I
all right,
remember,
so. You must have been in junior high school.
Young on that,
even younger than that, right?
Oh, a little bit. My first movie I ever remember growing up was the Saturday Night Fever.
Good man. Thank you. Van McCoy is the person we're looking for.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we all watch TV and see these beautiful ladies and sometimes handsome gentlemen getting makeovers, and it makes them look entirely different. We've all watched them. We know what difference it can make. But what about dogs and cats? You know, recently I was working at a shelter, and I was looking around, and some of the shelter dogs and cats that had come in really looked a bit disheveled. They were beautiful, but you couldn't tell under that coat that's all knotted and matted up. But we gave them makeovers. Yes, doggy and kitty makeovers. We bathed them. We groomed them. We brushed them. We made them look good. Some shampoo, maybe even a little perfume on some of them. And you know what we found? We took the same dogs that everyone was bypassing at the shelter, the ones that no one would look at, the ones that said, look, I don't want that dog. He's dirty. He's I don't want him. Once we groomed them, and thank goodness for volunteer groomers that do work at some of the shelters, once we groomed these dogs, almost every single dog, and cat for that matter, found a home. So look beyond what you first see. A little bath, a little brushing can make all the difference in the world for your new best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Richie.
Hello, Bubba.
How are you today?
Bubba, did you say Bubba or Barbara?
Bubba.
Bubba. Yeah, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, it's the boys' time in. Jennifer is under the weather today. We'll get at the issues of the day, however, in our own way. How may we serve you? 888-302-3684. I always have, not always, but often, I personally take a different approach to some of the discussions on issues of the day or events that take place. To wit, the
yes.
Situation yesterday, Long Beach, California, JetBlue Airbus takes off and an engine explodes, cabin filled with smoke, plane turned around, very competent pilot, handled the problem well, plane lands, nobody's really hurt. End of story? No. Not the end of the story.
Well, they got to jump down the inflatable chutes. Which
yeah, that was kind of fun.
That all
right.
Looks fun.
Yeah, that looks like some fun. You listen to a lot of people, I'll never fly again. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Those of you who are listening, you can catch the first part of hour number, what is this, hour number four, right? Okay, hour number
correct.
Four for Friday. We're and you can see actually some of the people's thoughts at facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show, what your fears are. A lot of people are scared to death of flying, even though it's safer than walking across the street.
Yep, more people are killed every day walking across the street than there are in a year on a plane.
Right, or in 2 years or 10 years.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, so this plane takes off, the engine blows up. JetBlue is a good airline. It's run well. The only problem that I have with JetBlue, and it's one of the reasons that I don't fly them unless I really kind of have to, and if I go like Boston to Orlando, they use medium-sized jets, not Airbuses, but the jets that are made in Brazil, and Embraer, Brolier, whatever their name. Anyway, Embraer, that's it. The point of my observation on this is what I think, sadly, and I don't even want to predict this, but I have been saying for years and years and years that the Airbus is no comparison in the structure, composition, what's used to build an Airbus versus what's used to build a Boeing plane. And whether you understand, those of you who fly infrequently, you don't know. You don't care. You just want to make sure you get a seat, you get on the plane, take off and land where you're supposed to. I have said these planes are so poorly constructed that you're going to have you're going to see, now that they're into the 15, 16-year cycle of these, the A319, 320, 321s, if you can, listen, just look at it this way, from an economic point of view, you can buy three of these Airbuses for what you pay for two Boeing jetliners. And I'm talking about level for level, like the 737 is comparable to the 320 series, 321s. The 747 is comparable to the 380. And you can go over the 757 is not really compared to anything that Airbus has, as they're trying to compete with the A321. But I don't mean to make this boring. What I'm trying to tell you is that at each level, you can buy three of these crap cans for what it costs you to buy two Boeing planes. Now, what does that mean? Why are there more Boeing planes being sold than Airbuses if they're that much more expensive? Hello, they last twice as long. They feel better. Pilots will tell you, even though it's fun to fly because of the electric wire thing, and they don't really have a control thing. They have a joystick. You fly an Airbus with a joystick. My sister was a flight attendant and just recently retired at the age of 69. She was forced to retire by Delta. She'd been on every plane that's ever been in the sky. All the stewardesses will tell you the same thing. The galleys, the construction, the rivets are loose. The planes are junk.
I'm reading this story about this and some of the passengers'
incident
recollections.
Yeah.
And one of the passengers on it was some actor named, which is Jason Rathbone.
Yeah.
Jackson Rathbone from some show called Aim High. I don't even remember it. But he posted the coolest picture on Twitter of him and his wife standing next to each other. He and his wife with their son on his shoulders with a lollipop.
Yeah.
And in the background, you can see the plane with the slides.
Yeah.
Out, mm-hmm. And they all have kind of this cool, I just survived a plane crash smile on their face.
Uh-huh.
And that is something that I would frame and put in my living room.
Oh, yeah.
It is the coolest picture.
Right. Yeah. And I don't mean to scare people unnecessarily. I'm just telling you that what I know, and I know more than most when it comes to air travel and planes and that sort of thing, the Airbus is just a piece of crap. They're cheaply, it's the difference between, let's see, the old Hyundais. Remember when the Hyundais the first Hyundais came out, you could buy one for $3,500, and they lasted 3 years if you were lucky.
Right,
and
they were throwaway cars, like Yugos.
Right, and so that's what people in the airline industry talk about when they refer to the Airbus. It's a throwaway plane. You won't find them being reconstructed. If you go to the airplane graveyards, that mostly in the Southwest, the planes that are being and now destroyed that were built by Airbus, only 20, 25 years old. You won't find a Boeing plane in these yards until they're 35, 40 years old. And in many instances, more than that, because they get used, reused, recycled. Some of the old 727s all over South America, all over Asia, because they last. That's it. I'm just making that point. And I don't want to overdo it. Let's talk about something that's good. Doug Steffen, Good Day Show yesterday, had the story about a Chick-fil-A restaurant where something really neat happened in Abilene, Kansas. Is it Abilene, Texas or Abilene, Kansas, Kenny?
Abilene. Texas.
It's Abilene, Texas. Okay. So this guy goes in, and nobody knows why this happened. He donates $1,000. He tells the employees at the window that he wants to pay for everybody in the drive-thru line behind him. Here's a report from a local television station in Abilene.
Today.
Last night was hectic.
Here we are, sir.
The Monday evening rush took this Chick-fil-A by storm.
Order whenever you're ready.
Then something happened.
A gentleman comes in a white Chevy pickup truck, goes by the name of John, hands us 10 $100 bills and says, I'd like to pay for the next however many this will cover.
15?
For those bad at math, that's $1,000.
Pretty much bought everybody's meal in the drive-thru for a little over an hour.
The drive-thru was jam-packed with customers who all had different reactions.
There's a few that I think thought, you know, is this real? Is this legit? Or, wow, okay, this is cool.
And one lady actually cried because she had a really tough day. She had a lot of bad stuff happen to her.
These tears were all happy tears. 88 customers all had dinner paid for.
Have a great day. Oh, boy, that's my name tag.
Isn't that cool?
Well,
what did you say, Kenny?
Just how nice.
I told you a few weeks ago, I've never been to Chick-fil-A. I don't know.
No,
I've been
there. No, three times being in my life. I've never been there.
But we went to one when we were in Denver.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of the nicest experiences I've ever had.
Supposed to be a well-run company.
For a fast food. The people were so pleasant, so professional, so fun to talk to, just at your drive-thru
Chipotle
experience.
Is kind of like, I went to a Chipotle yesterday with Bob for lunch. First time I've ever been in a Chipotle.
It's very professional at Chipotle, but the attitude at the, and maybe Chick-fil-A. It was just this Chick-fil-A, I don't know, was so friendly and fun.
Good. It's about time.
It made me remember it.
And they'll know. Never mind. Sorry, I don't eat chicken, so I'm not going to go there. But I will tell you that a lot of these places are getting the message. And the message is you go to a junk joint, a cheap drive-through restaurant that serves burgers, and you're lucky to find somebody who can speak English. They're insolent. They're arrogant. They're little, my Jewish friends call them pishes. You can pretty much get out of that what you think I'm saying. Who wants to go there? Why would you go there if you can go to some place like Chick-fil-A and basically pay more or less the same, maybe a little bit more, but get people who smile, they're pleasant. Why do I want to go see some jerkleburger kid whose butt crack is hanging out, and I want to watch him cook food or prepare food? No, sorry, not me. I don't want to. You want to, Richie?
I have to go to another Chick-fil-A just to see if it was
the same.
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile,
I like that.
Another story we have at DougStephan.com today that's something actually you may want to pay close attention to. The folks at Crest say they are going to remove microbeads from the toothpaste. Many of you, when you brush with your, in this case, if you use Crest, I don't use Crest, but I'm thinking, I remember what this was about because it's been used in other toothpastes and they've eliminated, I think Crest, the last one that has these microbeads, they get in there. There's growing public concern about the beads' effects on marine and human health. Here's a report from CBS on this.
Scientist Marcus Erickson is searching the Los Angeles River for potentially dangerous contaminants no bigger than a grain of salt. The tiny plastics, or microbeads, are common in face and body washes. Erickson says the beads soak up pesticides and chemicals after they're washed down the drain.
So by the time the plastic gets downstream towards the ocean, they become these little toxic pills.
Up to 300,000 microbeads can be found in one tube of face scrub. Erickson believes many water treatment plants can't filter out the tiny plastics, allowing them to flow into the ocean or waterways where they can be mistaken for food.
Big fish eat little fish. Eventually the fish is on your dinner plate and you're eating that fish along with all the toxins that are consumed along the way.
The Environmental Protection Agency is looking into potential dangers after Erickson and his team uncovered high concentrations of microbeads in the Great Lakes.
That's a suspicious particle.
His search in the L.A. River also turned up what he believes are microbeads. But L.A. Sanitation's operations chief, Tracy Minamidi, says city crews took their own samples, including from this wastewater treatment plant, which feeds the river.
We found nothing.
The water is very clear. The bees can't get through our filters.
Minimedes says this plan can sift out particles 20 times smaller than microbeads. But Erickson says across the country, most filters are not fine enough to stop microbeads from polluting waterways. The Gatchaban, CBS News, Los Angeles.
All right, so let's gear some more
people. Interesting.
But it is, there's something to it, and that's why I wanted you to hear this story, because there really is kind of something to these microbeads. And I don't believe for a second that they are filtering them all out, no matter what they say at the wastewater plant. They'll say that because they don't want you to... They don't want you to think they're not doing their job. But somebody can get a hold of this, like the news media, and flip it around. So I don't know that you'll take it with a grain of salt, but I think it's worth consideration. 14 before the hour, television report up next here on Good Day.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summertime.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company. Boston Beer Company. Responsibly.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Celebrity chef Leticia Moreno-Schwartz has teamed up with Merck on Desafiando la Diabetes to encourage Hispanics living with type 2 diabetes to know their A1C, that's an estimate of average blood sugar over the past 2 to 3 months, and to talk to their doctors to develop a plan to set and attain their A1C goal.
Hispanics are at a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes, a leading cause of death within this community. My grandfather passed away from complications of diabetes, so I know how serious the disease can be. That's why I'm passionate about encouraging you to take charge of your health and work with your doctor to help reduce the risk of complications by learning your A1C, setting and attaining your own A1C goal, and developing a treatment plan, including diet, exercise, and medication if prescribed, which your doctor may change as time goes on to help you reach your A1C goal.
Visit desafiandoladiabetes.com. That's Desafiandoladiabetes.com for Leticia's story, bilingual resources, and diabetes-friendly recipes.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160, and T-Mobile charges $100, and they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month for the whole family. Family up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
It's 9/30/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and line port in. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge. $350 via Visa prepaid card and requires online registration. Comparison is 10 gigabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans for 4 lines. Other data options available. Prohibited network use rules, prioritization, and throughput reduction applies. Comparison includes additional 2 gigabytes Sprint and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promos. Restrictions apply.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at MemberSeptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Now, time for a quick overview of a couple of the stories that are in the spin. Those of you who remember Daryl Hammond from SNL, how many people remember him? Raise your hand.
Yeah, great.
He is replacing Don Pardo. Don Pardo, a late announcer who finished his career last year as the announcer on SNL, having done it for however, since SNL went on the air.
Right.
Yeah. Matter of fact.
Yeah.
So Daryl Hammett is going to be the new announcer.
Really?
Starting when the season opens up, which is what, next week? How long? Isn't it pretty soon that they get back?
I think so, yeah.
He's
yeah.
done all kinds of, I like his impression of Bill Clinton, frankly, but he's done Al Gore and John McCain, Donald Trump, Sean Connery. So anyway, if you're, he's only 58 years old. Anyway, I think he'd be doing a lot of other stuff because that's just a couple of hours Saturday night gig. Somebody puts a script in front of you and that's the end of the story. But good luck to him. Nearly 20 years after being married with children, after Bud Bundy and the rest left television, there's a Married with Children spinoff in the works. So what was this? Ed O'Neill and Katie Sagal, remember?
Yes.
All those people are in there.
Ed O'Neill's busy. He won't be back.
Hollywood Reporter has confirmed the studio has tried to put together a show with children based on the Bundy family. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Craig Stephan and the Good Day program, Travel Time on Good Day. We're going to have some time in the show. Gerson, who is the host for PassportRomance.com, she has some interesting ideas, as you might imagine, on affordable trips. She's been in Thailand, so she wants to talk about traveling to Asia, amongst other things. It's coming right up here in the travel spot on Good Day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster.
Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in making strides against breast cancer because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at makingstrideswalk.org.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, travel in our focus here as we discuss a trip to Thailand. Michelle Gerson, who's the founder and host for PassportRomance.com, writes there as well. She's worked as a radio host in New Jersey, a television reporter in New York. She knows her way around, correspondent for TravelZoo.com. Michelle, you went to Thailand. What was your experience? Yes. Why did you decide to go there in the first place?
I've wanted to go to Thailand for so long. It's just been one of those destinations that have been on my bucket list. And I know this is going to sound very uncultured, but one of the big draws is that I can get a one-hour massage for under $10. I mean, that's all my friends talk about. So I figured, let me get as many as I can. And then I realized this is a huge part of the culture.
My wife is Colombian, Michelle, and we go to Colombia almost every year. And she gets the massages all the time. It's $10.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
You know, it's what you get with slave labor.
A little expensive. Well, that's what it really is, right? I mean, a lot of it really is. Masseuses that come to America come from Asia.
But you get the food. You get all kinds of things are cheap because of the economy over there, Michelle, right?
Absolutely. I mean, your most expensive thing is going to be your flight over. But then after that, once you're there, you will eat for very inexpensively. You get great massages, the tuk-tuks, the taxis. It's very affordable to travel around Thailand.
All right. So who are the airlines? And what does it cost? Thailand is not on everybody's bucket list. Maybe after you hear, you can get a massage for $10. Getting there, that was what most people remember about Thailand is it was the site of the big typhoon, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. And that hit when we went down to Phuket, which is one of the islands there, that you definitely saw a sign that talked all about that and talked about the typhoon that was there. But as far as getting there, you could go a few different ways. On the way there, we definitely went the long route, and we cut through L.A., and we took Virgin America to L.A., and then from L.A. went to Seoul, and then sold to Thailand aboard Thai Airways. And Thai Airways is a great airline. It's very comfortable. It's very spacious, very affordable.
Is it like Singapore? The Singapore tradition and the reputation is extremely good, and I've heard that some of these Asian airlines are equally as good.
Yes, they were very good. I didn't know what to expect. When you board the plane, all the seats are pink and yellow and all these bright colors. And I thought, what's this going to be like? But the service was great. It really was an introduction into Thailand would be like.
In the minute we have left, how easy is it to get around Thailand? And how is it nice, or is there a lot of dumpy parts, or how did you find it?
I found it perfectly easy to get around Thailand. I would say hire a tour company to do that. We went with this company called Trikaya Tours, and they basically are situated in all parts of Thailand. So they very easily will transport you around. Bangkok is crazy with all its traffic. I would not advise trying to drive yourself there.
Dirty, too.
What's that?
Dirty, too. Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Lots of it reminds me of Chinatown times, you know, I don't know, 100 with all the markets.
And how easy
and
was it to talk to the people? Was there any English spoken, or how did you conversate with people?
Yes, a lot of people speak English. That's what I loved about it, too. So it was very easy, and I didn't have a problem with that.
That's
at
what
all.
Americans want, like it or not. We want to be able to travel someplace where people can understand us. That's just the way it is. Whether, you know, however it's considered, you don't have to go to Thailand to experience that. Just go to France.
Exactly.
All right, Michelle, thank you. Check out the trip to Thailand and what's best about it at PassportRomance.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.